FM 90.3 WJTO, your home for Christ community music. It's Caleb and John with Finished. Happy Thursday to you, November 20th, 7:20 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam, Karina, and intern Blaine.
Good morning, this is intern Blaine with your weather. Today, morning fogged and mostly cloudy skies, high of 49, tonight cloudy, low of 40. Friday, cloudy, chance of afternoon and evening rain, high of 57. Saturday, partly sunny, high of 52. And Sunday, sunny, high of 52, and it's 32 and cloudy right now.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest, the marketing director of Mount Calvary Christian School, Allison Adams. Allison, good morning to you again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we were asking you, what does marketing director look like at Mount Calvary? Because you have a pretty interesting role. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I do. So I enjoy it for many reasons, but part of it is that I get to use my creative side and create things, create different pieces for the school, whether that's external marketing or internal pieces. Like, we have a publication, The Shield. I do social media, but then I also spend time interviewing students, taking photos. So that's where I really get to hear the heart of what's happening and all that God's doing at Mount Calvary. So I really enjoy that time with our students and our staff.
That's really cool. You don't get that at many schools. Can you tell us a little bit about Mount Calvary, their mission? Who is Mount Calvary?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, that Mount Calvary is a K-12 school here in Elizabethtown. And so we really are here to partner with parents and to help students grow and become faithful and mature followers of Jesus Christ. So we are partnering with parents to do that as a team, really. And so we've really grown as a preschool through 12th grade school. We're getting close to a number near 800 students altogether on two campuses. So there's a lot going on at Mount Calvary, back and forth between the two campuses and all the staff and students. And so it's just a growing, exciting, spirit-filled place. And so we're so grateful for all that God's done there and he's continuing to do. So lots of growth that's happened and lots to come as well.
That is so cool. Remind us where those two campuses are.
So they're both in Elizabethtown. They're actually less than a mile from each other, but one has our second through fifth grades, and then the rest has preschool and then picking back up 6 through 12. So we split some of our students up there, but we're close by, so we bus them back and forth, and it works out well for us.
You guys always do cool events, cool retreats. You're coming off a few of those, one at Black Rock. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So just recently this fall, our sixth grade students, as you know, they just started middle school. They started the school year at Black Rock Retreat for a couple of days. And so they did, you know, the ropes course, they had fires, did all kinds of cool team building kind of things, focused on spiritual growth and other things. So it was a great time for them. And they actually focused on, similar to our entire school theme, they focused on Daniel specifically and his unwavering faith. So it was really cool to hear more about that from some of our students. So some of them that I talked to really shared some really neat things with me. So Colton Blanchard, one of our kids, he shared at Black Rock, we talked about Daniel. We talked about how his actions helped a bunch of people know God. We also talked about how Daniel trusted God no matter what. He stayed faithful to God, even if that meant he would die. These things helped me realize that what I do may either lead someone to God or take them away. I also need to trust God and love him no matter the circumstances. So that was cool to hear.
That's so cool.
You know, the impact that had on him. There's so many neat things that the kids shared. I'll just share a couple more. June Ament shared with us that she said, "We learned a lot of valuable lessons at Black Rock. One thing that we learned was how to pray like Daniel. This means a lot to me because it means God will always listen to me no matter where I am in life." And one more I'll share from Avery Durier. She had a lot to say, but one of the things I'll just share is that she said, "I grew spiritually through this experience and am coming home with a desire to pray more. Just like Daniel, I know that we can't do anything without God."
Wow. That is so neat to have students impacted that way. You're coming off a themed week as well. Is that true?
For the whole school year. So Uncompromised for our middle and high school. And then also our elementary, similar as well. And theirs is a little bit focused on the Olympic theme, just to kind of tie that in for them. So they had a spiritual emphasis week just last week. So they did a lot of really neat things too. A lot of different ways to share with them, skits that their teachers were a part of, a lot of things, a lot of fun activities that they took home. It was really fun for them, but deeply impactful as well. So a lot of those kids mentioned, like I said, the skits that their teachers were a part of. A lot of them told me when I asked them about that week that they learned lessons and biblical truth from those skits that they kind of, that really stuck with them. So that was neat to hear. And neat to hear some of them share that several of them said they made a commitment to prayer and to pray daily.
How encouraging is that? Mm-hmm. If folks want to find out more information, of course, you do have a website, but you also do open houses and tours. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We do. We are kicking off our open house season, and actually it starts today. So we have an open house today at our main campus in Elizabethtown from 9 to 11, which certainly might be too last minute for most people, but it's not for us if you didn't register and you didn't plan to come. We are still open to any walk-ins. People can still come today, but we have many open house events coming up from January to March in the coming year. But if one of those dates and times does not work for you, we are always open to personal tours on a day at time that works for you as well. So people can contact us about that and schedule a time to do that with us. We'd love to show you the school, have your questions answered, and just get to know more about Mount Calvary.
That's so cool. You guys are so cool. You know that. Hey, if folks want to get more information online, where can they do that?
Sure. So you can visit mcchristianschool.com. You'll see a full schedule of all of our open house events, how to register, how to apply. There's a lot of information there. You can also follow us on social media to just see some more graphics and information about those open house events and when they are and just the different things we focus on at Mount Calvary and who we are. So we'd love to meet you and your family and hopefully have you become a charger as well at Mount Calvary.
That is so cool. Check it out online, mcchristianschool.com. Allison, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. We are diving right back into the music with Massey West. Here's Unashamed right here, FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.